Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of The Amber May Show. Joining me today is certified financial planner Jim Tewalt, and it's just an encouraging show about things you can do to help your situation. Like if you're really down on your financial situation, maybe things aren't where you think they should be. Are you in a lot of debt? Are you struggling? I hope this show will be an encouragement to you. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and click the donate button and donate whatever you feel like you can donate. $5, $10, $100, whatever you feel like you can donate and help support the program. Or you could be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com and become a subscriber there. That would be so wonderful. I always add more content, so join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub, so you can find me on those locations. If you're looking for good, healthy coffee that's going to help you lose weight, give you mental clarity, and support your overall health with antioxidants, check out acapahealth.com. What I love about their coffee is it's pesticide-free. There are so many pesticides in your regular everyday coffee. So why are we putting that junk in our body? So go to acapahealth.com. When you're there, use promo code AMBER to save some money so you can get your mental clarity that you need in the morning, your get up and go, you're gonna lose weight, you're gonna have antioxidants, it's gonna support your overall health. So acapahealth.com, promo code AMBER at checkout. Well, without any further ado, I'd love to have Jim Tewalt join us on the program. I told you I have Jim Tewalt joining us again. Welcome, Jim, to the program. So glad you're joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. There's no better way to start a week than to be here with you.
I love how you come on monthly and give us some financial wisdom. I think it's so important because most of us are financial literate. Nobody teaches us more than balancing a checkbook. What do we do with our income to grow our wealth? Nobody teaches that. So I'm glad you can come on monthly and share with our audience some strategic steps on how to grow retirement or your wealth in general, or just to make better financial choices so you know what tools are out there. So I'm so grateful for your wisdom every single month. So, Jim, what do you have for us today? What's on your heart? What do you think that we need to know as an audience?
Well, you know about me, I'm always for the good news. I'm kind of a Pollyanna. I've been known to, I think I got that from my mom too. She always saw the positives in every situation. So, you know, sometimes that can be a little unnerving with people. They're struggling, and there is a proverb about that if someone's struggling, you should not come in and be super positive. You should come in and kind of put your arm around them and empathize with them. So if you are struggling this morning, I'm going to put my arm around you and I'm going to empathize with where you're at, because I have been there, done that, and I have a lot of t-shirts to prove it. So we've been, through some incredible financial hardships. We moved here about 30 years ago from Wisconsin with four kids, my mother-in-law, and no job. And we moved here because God called us to come here. I'm a great believer, and God has a place where He wants to bless you. And He's going to bless you in that place. And it's our job to find that place and get into it so that we can have the blessing that God has for us. So if you're struggling right now, and this might sound super simplistic, but if you're struggling right now, it's probably a good idea to just come back to the Lord or come to the Lord. You know, if you don't know Jesus, and I have to say that before I you know, got to know God in a personal way where I started talking to him, which, you know, you're crazy if you do that. And then I started hearing from him, and then you're really crazy, you know, according to the worldly way of thinking. But when you look at the complexities of the world, even the complexity of the human body, you realize that the chance of it happening by chance is so it's so slim. I mean, you can believe that if you want to, but I honestly believe it takes more faith to believe that than it does to believe that there is a loving God who has been around forever. The Bible says that there's never a time that he wasn't there, and that he is lovingly and creatively designed us to work, you know, that we're designed in just miraculous ways. So if that's the case, if God is God, and if he's a good God, which the Bible says that he is, that he wants to bless you, he's not one of those Greek gods that is up there somewhere, you know, sending out lightning bolts and meddling in the lives of men and women and doing dastardly things. That's not the God that I serve. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you from hanging around with him for about 30 years or so that he does answer prayer. And that's one of the things that I saw right away as soon as I reached out to him or responded to him. I think he was reaching out to me. But as soon as I responded to him, one of the things I began to see in my life is I would pray for things and God would answer them. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, you know, people would tell me, well, Jim, that's just a coincidence. It's coincidence. And I say, it's a coincidence. But I have to tell you that there has been so many coincidences lately. I'm beginning to believe that there is maybe somebody out there that is, you know, maneuvering the situations and answering my prayer. So, great. Get that out. If you're in a situation where you're really struggling right now, and I'd like to talk to you if you're wealthy, if you're not struggling, and I want to talk to you if you're struggling. But if you're in a situation that you're struggling right now, they say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So if you're not getting the results that you would like to have, it's probably a good idea to check yourself and see, you know, just even ask the question, what am I doing that's maybe not working here? What am I doing wrong? How am I, you know, going against principles that should be working? And just have that conversation, you know, and if you get crazy enough to ask God, he will tell you because, you know, again, he loves you. He's watching you struggle. He doesn't want you to struggle. And he's probably been prodding you and trying to talk to you about it. And you've probably been ignoring him, you know, but let's stop that because life is too short to live that way. So God wants you to prosper. And first of all, I have to say that there's a lot of principles for financial management in the Bible. And you can have the principles. In fact, I can tell you how to do a lot of things financially and you can do them and you could be successful. Or you could have me at your side and you could talk to me as you're going through them. And the same is true with God. We can use his principles and do it without him, but that's kind of like, it's almost like magic. It's, you know, wave the magic wand, get the magic results and so forth. And that can work. You know, for example, the law of sowing and reaping, it works for everybody. If you're a farmer, you put, you know, a bushel of corn seeds in the ground, you get a field full of corn. You put one seed in the ground, you get a stalk. The stalk has maybe two or three ears on it. And each ear has probably about 800 kernels of corn. Mm-hmm. So you put in one, you get 2,400 in return. That's a pretty good deal. So, and that works for people that are, hanging around with God, and it works for people that are just working the principles. But to me, it's much better to be in the presence of the one who can bless you and who can teach you and who can guide you and who can partner with you in life, wants to partner with you in life, much better. But, you know, you make your choice, and hopefully you make a good choice. So,
hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, friends. New variants means new vaccines and even more scare tactics. You know, Dr. Peter McCullough gets asked all the time, how do I get this out of my body? Well, Spike Support Formula is the only product I've seen that contains ingredients researched to block and dissolve COVID spike protein in the bloodstream. Whether you've got the shot, you're watching research pour in about vaccine shedding, or you've had a bad bout of COVID, Spike Support is a serious concern. And while we won't truly know the extent of the devastating effects for many years, there is something you can do right now to protect yourself. Hundreds of people, vaccinated or not, have reported better mental clarity and increased energy levels. Head to twc.health/AmberMay to buy the wellness company's Spike Support Formula and get back to feeling your best. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout and you will save some money. So that's twc.health/AmberMay to save some money at checkout.
Hey, this is Boone Cutler, and you're listening to The Amber May Show.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98. Or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
If you, like, again, if what you're doing is not working for you, it's time to start to change your mind. So, you know, for a lot of believers, a lot of people that go to church and they consider Jesus their Lord and Savior, the church has done a kind of a poor job, in my opinion, over the years about teaching us about finances. Mm-hmm. It used to be that you were super spiritual if you were poor. If you were driving a 1961 Pinto instead of a 2023 Escalade, you were somehow the better Christian. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think God cares whether you drive a Pinto or an Escalade. He's more concerned about the attitude of our hearts than he is about what we're driving. So, but let me just give you a couple of verses from the scriptures that really talk about how God feels about blessing you. The first one comes from 3 John 2. It says, "Beloved, above all else," and I put that in my notes here in capital letters, "above all else." What does that mean? That means above everything, I desire, and this is God talking now, I desire that you prosper and be in health. And here's comes the tricky part, even as your soul prospers. Now, what's your soul? Well, that's your mind, your will, your emotions. Zig Ziglar used to say, if you're messed up, you might need a checkup from the neck up. Mm-hmm. If you're guilty of what he called stinking thinking. And a lot of us are. We just think in ways that are not godly ways. And we think that we're so super spiritual, but we're not. God wants to bless us. So here's another verse that really, it's from Proverbs 23:7. It says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he."
Yep.
So, you know, the way you think is the way things are going to work out for you. Mm-hmm. So if they're not working all that well, you might want to think about what you're thinking about and see what's going on there. Are you aligning your thought pattern with the word of God, or are you just running amok? Here's another one from Psalms 35:7. "Let the Lord be magnified." Let the Lord be magnified. In other words, God is magnified when this happens, mm-hmm. who has pleasure in the prosperity of his mm-hmm. servant.
I love that.
The key words here, one of them is servant. Mm-hmm. So if you're serving him, he's going to take care of you. In fact, he basically tells us, you know, consider the birds of the air or the lilies of the field. Yes. Lilies are very pretty. They don't have to go out and buy clothes at Neiman Marcus when they're on sale. Consider the birds of the air. They don't have to go to the restaurant to get fed.
Yes.
God provides for them. And he provides for us too when we focus on just being his servant, going out and helping others, and being in a right relationship with him, talking to him, listening mm-hmm. to him. That's what happens. So
that
and
verse
if you're an Old Testament
me,
person, of course, Psalms comes out of the Old Testament too. God says, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you," says the Lord.
My
thoughts
favorite.
Of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. So this is God's thoughts for us. And so why do I spend so much time on this? Well, I can tell you about how to make money in the stock market. I can tell you about how to buy life insurance. I can tell you about how to protect yourself with good auto and home insurance and business insurance if you're doing that. But if your brain is screwed up, I'm going to be like the proverbial BBs bouncing off the rock of Gibraltar. If I took a BB gun and shot it at the rock of Gibraltar, which is a pretty big rock, nothing's really going to happen to the rock. The BBs are just going to bounce off. So if I'm talking to you and your brain is not where it should be, if you're not believing that God does want to bless you, if you're not looking for ways to be blessed, then I'm wasting my breath. And I've had people like that I've talked to, and I never give up on them. I just figure that they're going to have an aha moment mm-hmm. at some point, like I did. I went for years, and I'm sure that God was trying to reach out to me. And I was looking for worms under every rock in the garden, except the rock where the worms actually were. So that's an illustration that kind of crazy, but it's kind of a fisherman's illustration. So, again, if you're digging yourself into a deeper hole, like with credit cards, if you think you have to go out and charge everything on a credit card to get what you need or want, if you have unrestrained spending going on in your life, like I say, if you're digging yourself a deeper hole, put the shovel down. Just stop. You'll never attain God's blessings using human worldly ways. They work short term, mm-hmm. but they always come back and bite you in the behind. So mm-hmm. let's not do that. Let's do what really works. God says that he wants to bless us. It's the blessing of the Lord that makes mm-hmm. rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. You can go out and strive after money. You could be in the cartel. You could be a drug dealer, as an example, or you could go around and rob Circle K's on Saturday nights, but that's not a way to prosper, to get rich. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they're going to catch you, or somebody's going to have a gun in the drawer. They're going to shoot you, and that's going to be that. So I don't see that as a good methodology for being wealthy. So let's start with that. Amber, do you want to ask me any questions about this, what people can do if they're in that situation?
I love the Bible verses you chose, because when I have stressed out about money in the past, that Matthew verse about look at the birds in the air and the lilies of the field, God provides for them, and you are so much more important than they are. So won't God provide for you? And the Bible verse you picked out, Jeremiah 29:11, my most favorite Bible verse of all. I love that one, because he says he wants us to be blessed and to prosper. It is not for sadness. He wants that for us. I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. And if you're going into this year, I want it to be a year of hope, a year of prosper for you. And you're right. When I, like just this week, okay, we have Christmas here. So money, you're spending more than you normally would. It's Christmas time. And then my tire has a blowout on the wheel, on the edge of the wheel with the wall. And then my garage door breaks down. And it's like all the extra funds are like, bye-bye, goodbye, see you later. But you know what? And I want to stress out. But then I know every time that I've gone to the Lord and asked him, Lord, I am in trouble. I need help. He has always brought money. He has always provided. He has always had me pay my bills. always, every single time without a fail, he has always done that for me. So if he's done it for me, and if he's done it for Jim, he's going to do it for you. So I love that you started the show with bringing hope, and our hope comes from Jesus Christ. And so the verses that you chose today are the verses that have meant a lot to me. And we forgot one. Jesus taught us how to pray. And he said, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, give us this day. All of our needs are to be met, Lord. Lord, when I come to you in prayer today, you're going to meet every single need that I have for today. And so tomorrow, Jesus says, has enough worries of its own. And so tomorrow we'll worry about tomorrow. But today, Lord, you're going to give me my daily bread and you're going to meet my need. So with that, I love the tools that Jim can offer you, because if we come together and ask Jesus to meet our needs, our daily needs, he will. And then Jim has tools that he can share with you to help you grow so that you continue to have your needs met. And he meets with clients every week. And if you live out of state, he'll meet with you over Zoom. He'll put a structure and a plan together for you. And everyone who walks away from our office meetings walk away very happy, because he breaks these down in funny, easy to understand everyday situations. And then he can show you, hey, he gives us a spending plan. Jim, I love that you give us a spending plan and not a budget. Love that.
I hate the term budget. I feel like I'm in a straitjacket. I don't like straitjackets. So, but you know, when somebody might say, well, you know, well, that works for you, but you know, practicality, how does that actually work? Well, let me give you two practical examples. One year, the day after Thanksgiving, we were as poor as the church house mouse. My wife and my daughter went out window shopping, and that meant window shopping. That didn't mean they were buying windows. It meant they were just going out and looking. And I took the boys, and we went over to see my oldest son's pony. Now, arguably, at that point, with our finances were where they were, we had no, there was no sanity into my son having a pony, but he bought it with the money that he earned delivering newspapers, and he was buying the feed with the money he was earning delivering newspapers. So that was it. But we came home that day, and my wife said, you know, you're always helping other people. Nobody ever helps us. And we opened up the mail, and there was a check in the mail, pretty healthy sized check. You know, you just have to love God's sense of humor. Oh, nobody ever helps us, blah, 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 blah. And then you open up the mail and there's a check. So that was one occasion. And we actually had a situation where we wanted to build a house. My wife, when we moved down here, my wife always wanted a big, beautiful house. So by then we were also involved in horses. So I wanted 2 acres of land. And neither one of us would budge. So when we were out looking at houses, either the houses were nothing and the land was great, you know, great horse setup, no house, or, you know, beautiful house and nothing for the horses. So we ultimately wound up building a place, and we had someone give us a huge sum of money to build this house. So that's two. And then I'll tell you the time that I was in church on a Sunday morning. And one of the gals that counted the money came to where I was sitting in church and said, hey, you need to come in the back for a minute. And I thought at that point, well, I've probably done something bad. They're going to excommunicate me, or, you know, who knows. But I got in the back room, and she handed me an envelope. It was an offering envelope. And it had our name on it, and there was cash in it. There was $280 in cash. And so I figured someone had gone to the bank, taken $300 out of the ugly teller, taken 20 out for themselves for whatever reason. That's what I would have done. And then the rest went in the envelope and put our name on it. So, you know, if God can get it through you, God can get it to you, and with enough left over for you. That's a Jim Bakerism. You can go look him up on YouTube. He's got some great ideas on money. And that, by the way, that's not the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. It's a different Jim Baker. So you can actually listen to him and trust him. But what I'm saying to you is that God can provide for you, and he can use different means of doing it. Usually it involves other people, but he can provide for you. And if you believe, you actually have to believe either God is or isn't. God loves you or he doesn't. He can provide for you or he can't. His promises are good or his promises are no good. So I'm just thinking, look, if he's been around forever, and he's going to be around forever, and he's big enough to run the universe, create and run the universe, which, by the way, is expanding, you know, as we speak. If God can run all of that, and then if he has the ability to do such infinite or finite things or small things in the human body, if you look at the human body and just how it's created, you realize that there's a way this can happen by chance. I mean, that's just... that's folly. That's never in a box of rocks. So again, if you're struggling right now, first step, reach out, you know, and call someone and call the one that can help you. That's the Lord himself. Talk to Jesus. Everybody, well, they all think you're crazy anyhow. So you might as well just, if you're going to be crazy, let's do it in a way that you can actually benefit from it. So talk to Jesus. So what if you're wealthy? And by the way, I want to ask you this question, Amber. What does it mean to prosper? I know that's a terrible thing to do to somebody on a Monday morning this early.
No, that's a great question.
I won't leave you stranded. But what does it mean to prosper?
I think prospering means that all my needs are met, that I'm in good health, that I have a family to love, that I can go and do things to help others. To me, that means prospering. So maybe that's the right answer. Maybe that's the wrong answer. But
I think you're doing pretty well, actually. You know, all of your needs are met, so you don't have to be on somebody else's, you know, calendar for help. And by the way, we're all in that position one time or another.
Yes, for sure.
I tell people this, look. There can be no givers if there are no receivers.
That's right.
It's more blessed to give than it is to receive, but it's a lot harder to receive than it is to give.
That's
because
true.
It's kind of a pride issue. I know when mm-hmm. somebody gives to me, I always want to give them something back. And mm-hmm. sometimes God just, you know, rubs his knuckles on my head and says, stop it. Mm-hmm. Just receive it. Just say thank you. That's all you have to do. Say thank you. And then let it go with that. So having enough for yourself to do whatever your godly mission is, whatever you're called to do, and then to help others to accomplish what they are trying to do in their lives, that's prospering. And that's different for every people, you know, every person. So, you know, for some, it might be a big mansion in Hollywood. For others, it might be just a little cabin by a stream in the hinterlands of Arkansas or Idaho or whatever. It's different for everybody, but you know if you're there, you know if you're prospering. And that doesn't mean you're not going to have trouble, because Jesus said in this world, you will have trouble. Mm-hmm. In fact, and if you get married, it's even worse, because of the Bible verse that says, he who marries will have trouble in this life.
Yes.
So put that on your Hallmark card and send it over to whoever you know that's getting married next week. I'm just joking here, but basically we're going to have difficulties, but if you're prospering, you're going to overcome those mm-hmm. difficulties. Mm-hmm. We've had some incredible difficulties in our lives. I won't mention the amount of money, but it's, let's just say that it's seven figures. So you can figure that out. Just, you know, think about it later. And seven figures, in a bad deal. And God took us through it. He's bringing us through it. And during that period of time, we never missed a house payment. We're always on time with our house payments. I can't tell you sometimes how God provided for us, but I know that he always did.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm. No, let's move on to the wealthy here. So if you're wealthy, if you are prospering, then here's a verse for you. Command those who are rich in this present world to not be arrogant, not put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but put their hope in God, who richly provides us everything for our enjoyment. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, God needs the wealthy of the world to be generous. That's why he gives, you know, he gives that wealth. It does come from him. Mm-hmm. No matter how rich you are, you came into the world with nothing, you are going to go out the same way. Mm-hmm. And the proverb says, trust in your money and down you go. We know it's an uncertain world today, financially, that's for sure. We may have a digital currency at some point. God knows what that's going to look like. But there's always been, as long as I've been alive, there's always been uncertainty in the world. So,
you are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
That's no front page news. We're going to have it. But you can live in this present world, in this present world system, or the Bible says you can live in the kingdom of God. In fact, when Jesus sent out his disciples two by two, and he told them to go out and preach the good news. Well, we think in terms of the good news is Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and that is good news. I needed that desperately, because even if God was grading on the curve, I was in serious trouble. So I'm really thankful for what Jesus did in terms of paying for my sins so that I can come into a relationship with a God who is absolutely perfect. But I lost my train of thought on that, so maybe I'll come back here in a moment. So riches are so uncertain. So you want to just be aware of what's going on in your world around you, and to help others when you get the opportunity to do it. God will tell you where you need the help. And then I've got one more verse for you here. The blessing of the Lord makes rich. He has no sorrow to it. I think that we probably mentioned that one already. Mm-hmm. So. And some people talk about that. I'll just get this last one, and I think a lot of people do talk about it. It's the love of money, not money itself, mm-hmm. that is the root of all evil. It's mm-hmm. the unhealthy love of money. It's striving to get money instead of striving to be in the presence of the Lord, who has all the wealth and all the riches that there are. So, mm-hmm. So if you're wealthy at this particular point, think in terms of how can you be a blessing to others around you. It's not only just, God bless us for and no more as you're sitting around the table with your kids at night. It's thinking in terms of how you can bless the world around you. I know there was a time that there was a ministry that was drilling water wells in Africa. And I always wanted to do that, but I just didn't have the funds to do it. And then a couple of years later, I had the funds. I didn't have enough to buy a well. I think the wells were like $5,000 lump sum. I couldn't do that, but I could do like a monthly thing. Now, you know, and I'm not totally proud of this, but for the people that were helping out with drilling the water wells, they gave you a little bronze deer, and it says, "As the deer pants for water, so my heart pants for you." Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I really wanted one of those things. So I called up the ministry and I said, "I can't afford to just write a check for $5,000, but I can do monthly. And first of all, do you have any of those little deer things left?" And the gal said, "Yeah." And so I said, "Well, I'm going to do monthly. And then once I reach the amount, would you send me one?" And she said, "Yep, I'd love to do that." Aww. Why didn't she did? So, but I'm saying here, be a blessing. Don't just think in terms of yourself. Don't just think in terms of hoarding your money. Think in terms of God's riches are immeasurable, and do whatever you can to be a blessing to others.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. As we go into this,
we've got a little bit of time left here, so let's talk about the market. Let's talk about ways that you can increase your wealth. So you already mentioned, Amber, that I like the term spending plan much better than I like the term budget. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the world is a budgeter. God is a spender. Now, God's not a waster, but he's a giver. He will give in situations. And I believe that that is the attitude that he wants us to have as well. So I find sometimes that the concept of budgeting can sometimes create the idea that I have to trust in my money. Mm-hmm. Now, the people that teach this, and there's a number of the gurus out there that do it, so not trying to throw stones at them or anything like that, but the people that teach it will teach about budgeting and then, you know, being a giver too. But I think it's hard for me in my mind to think in terms of both. I've got to kind of be 100% one way and 0% the other way. Yes. I can't do half one way and half the other. So all of that to say, I think it's important that we know what our spending is. And that's there's a verse in the Bible that talks about knowing the conditions of your flocks and herds. Most of us don't have flocks and herds anymore. The city of Phoenix kind of frowns on that. If you have them in the backyard, your neighbors would probably complain as well. But I don't think we're talking about sheep and cattle here. We're talking about your finances, your bank account, your credit cards, just what's happening in your life. So if you're spending more than you're taking in, and you're doing it the wrong way. And by the way, there is a way to spend more than what you're taking in. I'll talk about that a little bit. But if you're spending more than you're taking in and you're doing it in the worldly way, then there's a little couplet that goes like this. If your outgo exceeds your income, then your upkeep will be your downfall. Mm-hmm. So, and we see a lot of people in the world today getting themselves into debt. And, you know, they're paying exorbitant interest rates. And once you get into that cycle, it's very, very difficult to get out.
So Jim, I want to say, if you are in that situation, I have a debt calculator on my website. It's a free tool you can use. You could go to theambermayshow.com, look at the debt calculator, and then you could put all your high interest credit cards, all your debt, and you could put up a plan. It'll give you a plan on what you pay and how much you pay. And if you stick to that plan, within some time, you're going to be reducing the amount of debt you owe and eventually be debt free. It's an absolute free tool. It's on the website, theambermayshow.com. Look for the debt reduction calculator.
Great thought, Amber. The debt calculator, there is such a thing as called the debt snowball. Dave Ramsey's done a great job with that. I think he's built a career on the debt snowball. But that idea has been around since Noah was putting animals in the ark. So it's not new, but it was great to be brought out and refurbished and put to work. And then there's the debt avalanche method. So what the credit card companies would love you to do is pay the minimum balance every month. Oh, yeah.
They're 30% right now.
Yeah, you'll have those cards forever.
Yeah, 30% right now is credit cards. Right. It's crazy ridiculous how high the credit cards are. 30%. 30%.
Yeah. That's like taking a drowning man and reaching out to him with a pole. And instead of pulling him out of the water, you stick the pole in his chest and push him under. So not a good thing. So God doesn't, God speaks to debt. He basically says, owe no man anything except the debt of love. Mm-hmm. So in God's economy, debt is a no-no. So, and I know that there's teachers that talk about, well, there's good debt and there's bad debt. And yes, there's good debt and there's bad debt. There's good debt and good debt is good debt until the circumstances change. Back in 1986, for example, the government changed the tax laws and suddenly a lot of people that owned real estate walked away from it because when they changed the tax laws at that point, people that were using leverage to own their real estate suddenly realized that they were underwater and they didn't have the tax breaks anymore. So they just let the properties go. And that was the largest redistribution of wealth in U.S. history.
Besides COVID?
Preservation Trust Trump Company, I believe, or Preservation Trust Company.
Besides COVID?
The properties and then redistributed them to buyers that had cash. So if you have debt, you're not going to go to hell because you have debt or because you use debt. But, you know, God just says, hey, I got a better way. There is a better way. So why don't you think in terms of how can you get free from the debt?
Hey, Jim, let me ask you a question. So let's talk about natural wings. I think we should go before God, ask him, and I think he will provide money. But to stop the hemorrhaging of the 30% interest on credit cards, What if someone decided to take a personal loan and personal loans are like 10% and pay off the credit card with the personal loan and then they start working towards paying off the personal loan? So now that the credit card payment's not the 30%, now it's down to 10%, which is more manageable. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's a great idea. You know, there's a story in the Bible about a guy that was not all that good of a steward. And he was going to get fired. And before he did, he went around to all the people that owed his master money and he negotiated deals. And I'm thinking, the master's going to kill this guy. You know, if you owed him $50 million, he settled for 15. If you owed him 50,000, the servant said, let's mark it down to 10,000. If you'll pay it right away, we'll do that. And, you know, in the story, at the end of the story, he did not get drugged down for doing that. Actually, God said that he was a smart guy for doing it. So I think, yeah, if there's a ways that you can get the interest rate down, I'm not a big fan of taking a second mortgage on the house. But if you have a way to tap into an interest rate that's lower, and you get out of and you use it to get out of debt, I think that is smart. Now I'm going to give you one caveat.
Okay.
If you don't solve the head problem first, you're going to be back in debt.
That's true.
And so you really need to solve the problem or begin to change your thinking in the area that I don't need to borrow money to get what I want. My wife and I are yard sailors. Thanks to our grandson, I actually got him started a couple of years ago. I took him out to breakfast at a place called Earl's Greasy Eats in Cave Creek. And he met a young gal out there who was waiting on us that day. And we tease him that she's his girlfriend and all that stuff. As he gets older, now he's 16, so that doesn't play as well, but he does have a girlfriend. So anyhow, but the short of it is that we started buying things at yard sales, and we actually went out. One time we wanted to get a doggy door, so when our granddog comes over. We don't have a dog, but our kids do. And so when the dog comes over, you know, we can put the doggy door in the house. Well, those things are pretty expensive, brand new. So we just prayed that when we went out, hey, Lord, give us a doggy door. So we went out, we found one, and they wanted $15 for it. But I did what I taught my grandson to do, which is say, hey, what's your rocky bottom low price on this thing? You almost pay me to take it off your hands. I tell him to say that, and we got it for $8. So,
well, let me tell you this story, Jim.
Just ways of doing things.
Since we're swapping stories back and forth, let me share you this story. Okay. So we had very old vehicles. They constantly were breaking down. So we knew we needed a reliable vehicle. So I said, let's try and find a truck. And we went to so many dealerships to try and find a truck in our price range. And I was getting very hopeless because they would get you with an ad and then turn around and it really wasn't the price that they showed you in the ad. And so I was getting kind of upset and thinking, I'm never going to find a truck in my price range. And I just kept praying and praying and praying. And God sent us to this dealership and I made the deal without my husband. And I got the truck, nice truck, very low miles, only 1 year old in my price range. So I wasn't expecting to have anything else happen because I bought a reliable vehicle now. Now, my car that we bought at the time, several years back, it was kind of a lemon. We got a brand new car and it was a lemon when we finally had a family and needed a family vehicle. So we knew my car was not reliable, but we were going to use it until we could pay off the truck. And then we had two vehicles, but at least I knew I had a reliable truck and God provided the truck. Within a few months, I was driving on the road. Thank God my husband was with me. The whole family was in the car. We had just dropped off the truck to get serviced and my car just stopped driving. The transmission was gone. And because it was already a lemon to begin with, and we've talked to a couple mechanics that we trust, they said the best thing to do is ditch it. Okay, so now I have a truck payment, and now I'm going to have to buy another vehicle. I don't want to buy another vehicle because I only work part-time, and things are tough, right? So what did I do? I went to the Lord in prayer. I said, God, I am only comfortable with the $200 car payment. That's all I'm comfortable paying. I could have done more, but I felt like that was really going to put us in a really bad spot if I went out and bought anything more than a $200 vehicle, month vehicle. And you know what's in my price range at a $200 a month vehicle? Really bad used cars, like really use, like seriously use high mileage cars. And I said, Lord, please, please provide me a car that I can afford for $200 a month. And you know what I found, Jim? I found a Lincoln MKS for $200 a month. It was a $10,000 car. And it was very nice on the inside. It was an older gentleman that used it to go back and forth because he was a snowbird. And he finally decided he had enough high miles on it. He sold it. And I found it. Yes, it's a high mileage car. I knew I was going to expect to do a high mileage car. But it was such a nice car on the inside. It ran beautifully. And it was $200 a month in my budget. So God gave me two cars that were in my budget. And if he could give me two vehicles that seemed very impossible to find, because I couldn't afford a big, huge truck payment, but I needed a reliable car. And he found me one in my budget. And then he found me a Lincoln in my budget. It's a Lincoln. I drive a Lincoln every day. And I say to Jesus every day, thank you for my car. I thank him for my car because I'm driving a Lincoln instead of a Hyundai that was so beat up on the inside, because that's all I was finding for $200 a month. Really beat up cars. And he gave me a Lincoln.
Yeah, we have over the years, and it's funny when you talk about that story, but over the years, we've given away a couple of cars. I remember the first one was to our Sunday school teacher that he had recently got married, and they just said they had nothing. And we had bought a Chrysler Newport. It had opera lights on the side and a padded roof. We really loved that car, but they needed a vehicle, and Mary and I prayed about it, and we just gave it to them. And we've gotten cars over the years. We've gotten at least two cars that I could think of. One of them was a Toyota, 2008 Toyota with 5,000 miles on it. And we got it, and we got that one, and we drove it for quite a while. And then we just recently turned it over to one of our grandkids. So he's driving it now. So, but, you know, God can meet your needs, and he'll meet them through people. And, you know, it's good to, you know, there is a sowing and reaping thing. The generous man will himself be blessed, is what Proverbs says. I operate under that principle. I'm not afraid to be generous. I remember one time at a yard sale, there was a nice dining room set. I wanted to buy it. I knew Mary would like it. And then the other couple, there was another couple looking at it, and they bought it out from under me. And I felt kind of bad. And then I thought, I watched them. They had a small car, and they were trying to figure out how to get this dining room set home. And I thought, well, maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just say, oh, we can't take it, blah, 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 blah. But they didn't do that. So I was driving a station wagon at the time, and I just said, you know, why don't you just load everything up in the station wagon? I'll take it home for you. And I did that. So, and, you know, God has honored that attitude over the years. So we've gotten
a lot.
So
did he give you another dining set that was even better?
What's that?
Did he give you another dining set that was even better?
Well, he got us another dining room set. I'm not sure. I can't remember which one of them was the best of the two. But, we have found we have a dining room set that we actually bought used over in Scottsdale a few years ago, brought it home. It's a $2,000 table, and we brought it home. It was dark colored. I stripped it down. I'm good at that. I can remove stuff. But Mary is really, my wife is really talented when it comes to repainting, that type of thing, because she can make it look like it just came out of a showroom. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. So we have this huge dining room table, Amber, you've seen it. We had to do that because our family was getting bigger. And I think we're going to have to get even a bigger one now because the grandkids are starting to have kids, and you know how that goes. I remember we paid about $300 for that table, and it was a $2,000 table. Mm. Now, yeah, we could have gone out and bought $2,000, but honestly, if you look at that table, it doesn't look any worse than any one that you would have paid $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 to get. So you just don't need to do that. If you trust God, you know, has a way, like you know, like what happened to you, Amber, of finding deals for you. You know, we went out a couple of weeks ago, and Mary said, we need to find some propane tanks because we have a Christmas party coming up, and we're going to use the heaters in the backyard. And by the way, those heaters, we got them all at yard sales, but we needed a couple of propane tanks. Now, you don't usually find propane tanks at yard sales. Mm-mm. It just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But we went to a yard sale, and actually I took a wrong turn, and I kind of got castigated for that, but took a wrong turn. We found this little yard sale, so we stopped, and we were looking through the stuff, and I happened to notice in the garage this guy had two propane tanks. They were really ugly. They were old, and you know, they were ugly. Maybe had a little rust on them. And I said, hey, would you sell those propane tanks? And he said, yes. And he said, what would you give me for them? And I just knew what they were, brand new. And I figured, well, half of that. And one of them had it was full of propane. So anyhow, I bought them both. I paid $20 a piece for them. I probably could have got them for less. But I just felt like the one that was full of propane, I knew that one was probably worth at least 70, $80, you know, with the propane in it. So I just thought, hey, Jim, you know, you have a responsibility to take care of this person too. So But long story short, we bought the two propane tanks, and then Mary's, you know, my wife said, and they're really pretty ugly. And I said, yeah, they are ugly, but you know, if you take them up to Walmart to the propane exchange machine, you can get two nice ones, you know, for whatever it is, $19.95, I guess, $20 now. So we just did that. And then even my son-in-law said that to her. Yeah, he said, I would just take them up and exchange them. And so we did it. So all of that to say, if you have a need in your life right now, you have two ways of going about it. You can yank out the credit card and pay 30% interest or whatever it is, have instant gratification and then long-lasting displeasure. Or you can ask God to show you where one might be available or even where someone is willing to give one away to you, even better. And that way you get not only instant gratification, but you get long-term no regret too.
And so how do people reach you if they want to find out how they can work and grow their wealth and get a spending plan, not a budget? How do they find you? How do they reach you? No, where? How do they reach you?
We have a, you know, we do financial things. I'm a certified financial planner and we work with people, we like to work with people that have money, obviously, but we work with a lot of people that don't too. Mm-hmm. So we've never set our standards on whether you have so much investable income or if you're making so much per year. If you have a need, you come here and we try to help you meet that need. But we have a website that actually has a budgeting program on it. Spending plan program on it. And it's a way that you can, begin to get some control over your spending. If you look at what you're spending every month, I won't have to tell you, hey, cut out the, don't go to Starbucks anymore. If you really like Starbucks and you don't mind spending $6 or $7 for, a little bit of milk and coffee, yeah, God bless you. If there's a good reason for doing it, do it. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. What I am going to say is look at your spending and look at your income. And if you're not happy with where your income is going, or if you're not saving anything for the future, then you have a decision to make. And when I did this, I just looked at the, for me, it was big gulps. I was spending $1 a day on big gulps. And that was $30 a month, $31 in some months. So I just thought, well, these big gulps are costing me money. And they're not doing a lot of good things for my waistline either. So I decided to cut them out. And I lost about 15 pounds over the next 2 weeks. And I had some more money in my budget. And I was a Starbucks guy too. And I love going to Starbucks every once in a while. And actually, my wife goes almost every week. That's where she has her time alone with God on Friday mornings. But I looked at what I was spending at Starbucks, and I'm a venti man. I don't give me those little cups. I want the biggest one you've got. Mm-hmm. I looked at what I was spending, and I just thought, I could probably do this by getting a machine, which I did, make my own lattes, which are even bigger than the ventes at Starbucks. And they probably cost me maybe 50 cents a day, if that. So I still have my lattes. I still have my coffee fix every morning, but I'm not spending what I was spending to do it the other way. So things will pop up and you'll see things, changes that you can make. And you'll make them, and it'll be because you want to make them, not because I'm drubbing on you to make them. So
if you want to reach Jim T. Walt, the best thing to do is you could go to EPSWealthManagement.com. EPSWealthManagement.com. That stands for Estate Planning Solutions, or ILoveEPS.com. Or you can reach them at 623-537-3657. 623-537-3657, and you could get your own spending plan with Jim T. Walt. Well, yep. Thank you so much, Jim, for joining us today on the show. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Amber. This is great. I know that you have a heart for people, and you love doing this. You love talking about the crazy things that we're doing in this country, many of which are insane. And trying to wake people up to what's happening in the world around them. I appreciate that. That's a wonderful thing. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show. Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul. And I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch.